This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The political controversy over same-sex marriage is dominating headlines in Madison and around Wisconsin. But it wasn't that long ago that the debate over a proposed iron ore mine near Hurley dominated the news of state politics. The state legislature passed a measure last year that makes it easier for the mining company, known as GTAC, to apply for a permit for the open pit mine. That comes over the objections of many environmentalists and Native American groups in the area, who say the mine would desecrate sacred areas and pristine wild spaces. The ongoing mining controversy will get some national attention when a film produced locally airs Saturday on the national network Al Jazeera America. It's part of the network's Fault Lines series. Devin Kuperi and Colin Seitzma are producers with Milwaukee's 371 Productions, which produced the film for the network. Speaking with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke, Seitzma explained what it was about the issue that made them so keen to make the film.
You know, this is something that we started noticing and getting into about 2 years ago. Devin and I started researching and noticing that there was an issue with specifically the Bad River Reservation and their particular spot down gradient or downstream from this proposed iron ore mine. And what we ended up doing from there is researching and shooting a little bit of video, pitching it to Wisconsin Public Television, who didn't or they weren't interested at that particular time. And we kept going and we ended up pitching it to Al Jazeera America for their television show Fault Lines. And they were very interested. And that was, I think, we started filming in late August of 2013.
And you said it was that initial the Bad River angle was the initial angle to it. As you started studying and over the course of the 2 years this has been percolating, if you will, how did your approach evolve? What was the story you ended up wanting to tell?
So the first time that we were introduced to this topic was at a conference where Mike Wiggins was speaking, and he spoke about the potential impacts to the Bad River Reservation, the scope of the mine, and which would be, you know, up to 4.5 miles for the first phase and 22 miles for the other phases. And so that's what sparked the interest in terms of why was something that's important about this issue to cover. And as the story evolved with the proposed mining bill in the state Senate, it became clear that this is an important story about the state of democracy in Wisconsin and the influence of companies and the mining company that wants to mine on the democratic process in the state.
So you convened a number of people in the course of making this film, residents of that part of the state, with the assistance of one of the representatives of the state in the legislature. You brought them around dining room tables, and one of the first surprises we hear is they weren't universally opposed to mining as a practice, but they were opposed to this particular project. What was it about this particular mine they objected to?
Well, one thing about this particular mine is that this will be the largest open pit mine in Wisconsin's history. And, you know, and potentially in North America, it could be one of the largest open pit iron ore mines.
And the significance of an open pit mine versus the kind of mines that many of us, you know, probably remember from years past is open pit, they're really starting from the surface and going down, whereas other mines that have been in that area were underground. People would go into a tunnel and extract the minerals.
Yeah, and so the concern with this particular mine is the iron ore is sitting at sort of a 60% angle, right? And within this iron ore deposit, there is a variety of minerals, one being pyrite, which is when it's broken up and crushed, like it would be in this particular mining process, it's exposed to water and the air, it creates acid mine drainage. And so a lot of people living near the mine are very concerned about that and the scale of how large it would be.
But as we said, they weren't necessarily objecting to the idea that, that mining could take place in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, they are definitely not opposed to mining. But the particular position of this mine is at the very top of what people would call a very pristine watershed, an aquifer. And so that water that comes up into the Pinoki Range would drain down into the Bad River Reservation, Lake Superior, and all in the Kakagan Sloughs, which is where 40% of the natural wild rice beds are in the Lake Superior region.
And you also spent some time speaking with I think it was a geology professor from Northland College. What was his take on the issue?
Yeah, so we went up with Tom Fitz, who is a geologist at Northland College, and he showed us asbestos minerals that he identified at the site, and other independent geologists in the DNR had also identified at the site. And the main thing he wanted to do is just show us those minerals and tell us about the potential hazard that they could pose to workers, which is when they're ground up, which they would be, they could get airborne, get lodged into people's lungs, and potentially cause cancers, especially for workers at the mine site.
Well, and so you mentioned the workers at the mine site. You spoke with the lobbyist for GTAC, but also you spent some time speaking with a proponent of building the mine from within the community. And she makes the argument that many have made in the area that this is a place where jobs are few and far between. What was your sense for how the economy of a place like Hurley would depend on whether or not this mine is built?
Well, I think you can say that if this mine were to be built, that there would be a lot more prosperity in that region, and especially Hurley and the Ironwood area having a legacy of mining, they are very prone to this idea.
At the same time, one of the things we learned about mining is that we looked at the communities in Minnesota that have done mines of similar size and scope, the iron mines, and you see in their communities, they still have a very high unemployment rate. And that's something that's important to consider as well. There's, when you're talking about a mine, one of the things we learned is that sometimes the argument is oversimplified and that there's a lot of complexity to consider. There's, you know, who would get jobs, who would potentially lose jobs, who would make the money, and who would potentially lose money in the community. And so there's a lot of concern from some folks, a lot of folks up there that we talked to, that this would hurt the economy in terms of tourism, in terms of people's way of life in that region that depends on natural resources being intact.
Did you find any common ground between people who were opposed to the mine and people who would like to see the mine built?
Yeah,
yes.
Actually, a lot of common ground. Everybody we talk to are very concerned and caring about the future of their communities in this area, and they want to see their communities prosper into the future. And that was something that was definitely striking.
As we said, you did speak with a representative from GTAC, the company that wants to build the mine. He was reluctant to say that his company was behind the piece of legislation that essentially paves the way for them to apply for the permit. But on the other hand, he – I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but he conceded he thought he was an effective lobbyist. What was his reasoning for, you know, GTAC's role in writing the legislation versus how he said the legislation actually came to be?
Well, this is a very important part of the piece, and it's important for one of the main themes of the piece, which is the state of democracy in Wisconsin. And so we ask Bob Seitz, we show him a video in the documentary of a Republican legislator who is asked, did GTAC write the bill? And he says, yes, they did. This is Scott Fitzgerald. And so we show Bob Seitz the video and ask, what's your take on this? And you'll see that it's something that he denies, that the company wrote the bill. And we've also seen in the process of researching this project. And actually, later on in the interview, Bob Seitz says, you know, this represents how we did have a big influence in writing the bill or on the legislation. So it's an important question for people in Wisconsin to consider about whether a company should be able to write its own laws.
We also meet a candidate who ran for the Iron County Board of Supervisors and found himself in the middle of big money politics, which I gather is unusual for that particular position.
Definitely. You're talking about Dick Thiede, who ran for the county board and found himself targeted by Americans for Prosperity. And usually these county boards aren't contested. They're asking people to be on them. And Dick
Winner, I think you said the winner of the previous election had gotten something like 16 votes.
Mm-hmm. And then his opponent in that race ended up getting somewhere in the upwards of 130 votes.
And in the end, he does not win his board seat. But it sounds like this is the reality of politics in Iron County circa 2014.
I think that it would be accurate to say that Dick feels robbed of his democracy.
Everyone that is opposing this mine project at this point, that at least that you chronicle in this film, is kind of outgunned or outspent. What is your sense for how opponents plan to continue their efforts to stop the mine from going forward?
It's a good question. There's a lot to be seen in terms of how this story will play out. There's people on the ground are organizing locally to educate and get the word out about it. And there's potential for lawsuits. And a lot of it could depend on who's elected the next president and who's appointed to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers officials and that kind of thing. So there's a lot to be seen.
This is part of a series of films airing on the Al Jazeera America network. What made that series a good fit for this film and that network a good place to screen it?
The program that we're doing this for is called Fault Lines. And Fault Lines is an investigative program. Their goal is to go beyond the headlines and talk to people on the ground. It's kind of trying to turn up a more traditional structure of talking to talking heads and getting past that and talking to people who are affected. And so that's what we do in our piece. We talk to a lot of the local people on the ground, and that's one of the main goals, is to hear directly from the people as to what's at stake, both folks who are in support of the mine and opposed to it. And another part of the goal of Fault Lines is to hold power to account, and in particular, corporate power, and call out corruption when it's there. And that's part of one of the important things that our piece does, too. That's a big theme of this piece. It's about the state of our democracy, and it's about how a corporation and corporate interests were able to influence and pass laws in the state that were favorable to a company.
Well, it's an interesting film, Colin and Devin. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Devin Kuperi and Colin Seitzma are producers with Milwaukee's 371 Productions. They produce the film about the controversy over an open-pit iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. They spoke with Mitch Tyke. The film will air Saturday at 6 and 9 p.m. on many local cable and satellite systems on the Al Jazeera America Network. It's part of its Fault Lines series. There'll also be a public screening Saturday evening at Camp Bar in Shorewood.